let's start off with the team first off.
Yeah.
What do you look like this year?
You know, we are senior and freshman heavy. We got a total of 29 kids out this year participating. So we've got them kind of a younger group, and then our upper JV and then our varsity kind of practicing together. So two different time slots, which makes long days for Coach Zirks and I, but it's so nice to have that many kids participating, which is great. So, but a lot of seniors this year that have been with us for a while. So that's what the kind of the makeup of our team is, and kind of our freshman group is really working, focusing on those skills because they've had 2 years of not a season. So they've been working really hard, getting up and getting ready. We actually leave tomorrow, going up to Juneau to get some games for our younger kids. And just our varsity has played in the Juneau Jive tournament, and then also our first seeding tournament.
Yeah, right off the bat, huh?
We're getting right into the gauntlet, which is good for our kids because that's what we needed the most was just court time. Yeah.
Well, let's start off with that seeding tournament. I think it was down in Metlakatla, right?
Yep, down in Metlakatla. Our 6 conference games in 2.5 days, a total of 21 games. Had a couple injuries that we had to have some other people not play those normal positions. Had to kind of step up. So we had a couple injuries going down to this seeding tournament. So it was kind of, let's see what we can do and fit in some places and get some more court experience time, which was great. And a lot of kids stepped up. Anya Powick is our starting setter. She did a fantastic job stepping up in some tough roles with some tough games. Our middles, Kennedy Kahn and Adriana Stowe, had to get moved to the middle position and stepping up in a tough situation where in the middle of the game, okay, you're switching to a middle. We never really practiced that, so good luck. And she did wonderful. Sarissa Miller, as our secondary setter with Anya, was amazing. And Kaylee Simbahan is just all over the floor. She does a nice job for us. So ended the weekend at 2-4. The league is pretty solid all the way around. There's no easy wins. Skagway has improved. Haynes has improved. Wrangell is really tough. Klawock is tough. Skagway pulling sets off of other big teams, too. So it's pretty even this year.
Who did you lose to?
So we ended up losing to Haynes in a 5-set long match Saturday morning. Lost to Wrangell, lost to Klawock, and lost a nail-biter to Craig, and then beat Metlakatla and beat Skagway.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, but still in a weird spot to be in the fourth position still within the conference because of some wins and losses all over the place. So there's not, you know, traditionally there's a couple upper half of our conference and a lower half. It's pretty even all the way across the board this year. Sure. So pretty fun.
And then the week before that, you were playing Juneau as well.
Yeah, yeah, up in Juneau at the Jive tournament. And the kids played a lot of matches. And we started off with a little jamboree scrimmage on Thursday, one of the teams that ended up being there early. So we did that just to get on the floor and then played all day Friday and all day Saturday. And we ended up 2nd in the silver pool, lost to Klawock in this championship game in the silver bracket. Pulled some really big wins against Mount Edgecombe and played Judo Douglas, who is very large. I think their front two hitters at one time both are over 6'2". So pushed them to the limit in one of the games. Played tight with Sitka, and Sitka is very strong again this year too. So ended up 2nd place in that silver bracket, but just a lot of court time, which was good. And so got to deal with some adversity of how tired you are as we started warm-ups at 7:30, or started our first game at 7:30. We walked out of the gym at 7:30 at night. Okay. So, yeah.
You're, working with the boundaries of a tough schedule, huh?
Yes, yeah, definitely a tough schedule. Yeah, so it's nice that the varsity crew will have this week off, and then we have our North seeding tournament next week here in town. So 4, 5, 6, we'll have our home games for the conference piece, and then we'll do a home and home with Wrangell the week after that. So kind of in the meat portion of our section, but good to just kind of have a weekend off for those for the varsity crew who's played a lot of games in the last 2 weeks. And I think it's almost we've played more games in the last 2 weeks than we did all year last year already. So
give you a chance to get healthy a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, kind of fix those bumps and bruises and floor burns. And just get the body some rest because we had 4 games on Saturday. This past Saturday was 4-3 out of 5 games, and our first one went to 5. So they were pretty tired, pretty tired.